Do you want to do this old interview?
I do.
So it's today's the 1 week anniversary of the Luca interview.
Nice.
We're going to celebrate it as such. Okay.
But we got to thinking, so yeah, early Dirk, he wasn't as talkative either, was he? Now, this is a different setting. So this, Dirk already has some things going for him that Luca didn't. This is 1999.
Wow.
And I had just got to town. I didn't know who Dirk was at all. At all. I didn't know who he was. I had just heard of him. We were doing a bit called the Wednesday Conversation to play off of the ESPN Sunday Conversation. And so I would go out and find somebody to talk to, and I would go through a lot of wacky questions and, you know, some bits.
That's you, though, man.
And do that, and it was about a five-minute thing. So Dirk was at the Mavs practice facility. It's the summer, and it was...
Was it?
Yeah.
See, I think I thought it was even later than that because of the lockout.
Well, I didn't start working here till June 14th. So it's not yet the season.
Okay.
But Dirk is sitting on the side of the court, and I was thinking he didn't have long for this league because both his knees were incredibly iced.
At 20?
And, yeah, and he's this 7-foot guy, and he's just sitting there. And just so I walked up to him with my tape recorder or whatever we had back then to record things and sat down and talked to him for 5 minutes. And here you go. So this is 1999 Dirk, and compare it in your head to today's Luca. Okay?
Do you have a driver's license here in the States?
I have a German one. I think that's illegal when I'm over 3 months in America. I need a Texas one, but I only got the German one.
What's it like to drive on the Autobahn?
It's much faster than here.
Yeah.
You know, it's fun. Yeah, you can drive as fast as you want sometimes, so it's fun.
What kind of car do you have?
I just had a VW Golf over there, just as slow. My father drives Mercedes-Benz, so I sometimes took that one and drove it.
Name one X Game event. I don't know if you watch these things, the X Games.
Not really, all but right. I think, like...
Does this sound like me?
Dude, you were so wacky.
Whatever, skateboarding, or I don't know.
Okay. Who's your favorite women's soccer player? Or name one if you know any.
I just know Mia Hamm from America, and then I know a couple of Germans, but not by name.
Who's the best-looking women's tennis player in the world?
Well, there are a couple of things. Steffi looks pretty good, and
I would never do this today. That's just so me too.
It's a different time. Yeah. It's a different era.
And Kournikova, of course, and Mary Pierce. So there are a couple.
What's the movie last movie you saw in a theater, Dirk?
That's a good question.
Can a guy your size even sit in a theater comfortably?
Yeah, I think so. There are some couple nice seats, but I can't even think of the last movie.
Did you see the Star Wars?
No, I don't like that.
No?
No.
Austin Powers?
No, I didn't see that.
I can't think of anything that would have come out.
Like I said, I don't watch much TV and movies, so I'm not really into that.
Okay. Would you rather be 2'8" tall or 8'2" tall?
Oh, 8'2" is tall, so...
Let's say you had to pick one, though.
The smaller one.
The small one?
Yeah. You only have problems with 8'2", so...
Yeah. How tall are you now?
I'm 6'11", 7 maybe, so more and more 6'11".
Is that enough problems for you?
Well, I have some problem with clothes, or sometimes the bed is too short in Germany, but over here it's much better.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Flying first class is much better, huh?
Yeah, it is. You know, I always flew economy class, and like over here for 10 hours, it's can't do it.
I love the cadence of his voice. Economy.
Yeah.
You know?
It's perfect.
What's your favorite band?
Well, I listen to everything. I like sometimes techno or some rap, some soul, some black music. So I listen to everything. I don't have a favorite band.
How about ABBA?
I'm sorry, what?
We should just keep going.
You said it was a different time.
It was.
ABBA? Oh, that's a long...
No, you're not a fan of ABBA?
No, that's too long ago.
No Bee Gees?
No, not really.
Nothing like that?
No, I'm too young for that.
Oh, okay. Who has more rednecks, Dallas or Fort Worth?
What is rednecks?
Kind of hill.
Good drop. What is rednecks?
What is rednecks?
Kind of hillbilly. You know what a hillbilly is?
Yeah.
Kind of like
cowboys or what?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, cowboys.
I don't know. I never was so far in Fort Worth, so.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't see so many here in Dallas, okay. So I guess more than Fort Worth. I heard of this one disco they have in Fort Worth where only those cowboys go or whatever, this big one.
Oh, really?
You don't know?
You been there yet?
No.
No, I'm kind of new to the area, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, I don't know.
How long have you spent in Dallas?
I just came in here in January.
Okay.
So I'm here for, I was here till May, and now I just came back for this month.
How's the weather compared to Germany?
Well, it's too hot, I think. You know, right now it's, in Germany, it's getting warm, but not this hot.
And, what's the peak temperature you get over there?
Maybe in the 80s, maybe at the most 90, but not often.
Is Eva Braun a sex symbol in Germany? Or?
Oh my God.
What?
The Year of Dan.
Now, I don't know that one really has a Me Too shield. It's a different era on it.
Right. You're able to ask that question today.
Yeah.
And you felt like that was a good follow-up to weather talk.
That's a different me.
It is.
Is Eva Braun a sex symbol in Germany? Or
Eva who?
Eva Braun. Isn't that Hitler's mistress? Isn't that her name? Eva Braun? No?
Oh, I don't know her.
Oh, okay. I always see these documentaries on Hitler, and they always show that he died with Eva Braun.
Well, right. I'm not really into this Hitler thing, so no.
It kind of.
My God.
It's a thing that he's not into.
Okay.
It's just odd to me that.
Okay, we know. But I'm a big fan of the way that you finish the first question with an or.
What did I say?
She a big sex symbol or.
Yeah. With Eva Braun.
Well,
right.
I'm not really into this Hitler thing, so no.
It kind of fascinates people in the U.S. What about when you're growing up in history class and stuff? Do they spend a lot of time on that?
Well, usually not. You know, we have so other great history, not really that Hitler thing. So that's a black, yeah, that's a black part in German history. So we don't really get into that so much.
That was the ender?
I got just a little more.
Okay, well, Dirk, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right, that's Dirk Nowitzki here on the Wednesday. Excuse me?
Nowitzki.
Nowitzki?
No,
I thought.
Not Nowitzki, it's no N. So oh. Nowitzki.
Nowitzki.
Yeah.
All right, here on the Wednesday conversation. Thanks.
Wow.
Okay.
We do the positive history.
My.
Yes.
There's plenty of good things.
There's so much there.
Yes, he has a very different approach than Luca. I think that's evidence now.
100%.
However, I cannot believe that you have built 22 more years of a career after asking him about the whole Hitler thing. As he said it.
And that he's still your friend. He's cool.
Hitler existed. It's not a thing I'm not...
We know, and it's just the way, too, where you said, you know, I'm always watching these documentaries. Business Tuesday is next.